Joe Monroe of JacksonStilettoJill.com, along with Robert Latow of Black Sports Line and you, Black Sports Online. It's early, forgive me. You've just entered the break room. On today's show, we are going to be talking about New York Knicks point guard Raymond Felton's arrest, not about him being chubby and those issues, but he was arrested this morning for gun possession. We have a special guest. Her name is Sandrina. We'll get more into her in the second segment. And, of course, the NFL Combine. So let's kick things off, and we're going to talk about Raymond Felton. Now, it's been a turbulent 2 weeks for the Knicks point guard. His name was all up in trade rumors. He didn't end up getting traded, but last week when the Knicks were on a road trip, his wife of 19 months, Ariane, filed for a divorce. Now, here's where things get tricky. Raymond was arrested last night on 3 counts of gun possession charges. Now, per reports, Felton's estranged wife, Ariane, is the one who turned him in. She said she found the gun in her home and turned it into a police station. Did I mention that Ariane is a paralegal? She's currently in law school. Rob, let's get into the story. What's going on with this?
Well, you know, it's complicated, as we all know. But the thing that kind of concerns me, honestly, is that, okay, so, you know, I'm not big on guns, and I understand that. And if she actually felt threatened, you know, for her life, then I can see, you know, going to the police and everything like that. But, you know, the gun was in her possession or in her residence for a very long time. She admits that he never actually pointed the gun at her, that he more so waved the gun in the air. They're going through a divorce. Yeah, you know, they're going through a divorce and everything, and I'm old school, and you know, I don't believe in violence on women or anything like that, but I do believe, you know, your lady is supposed to have your back, you know, rain, sleet, and snow, and being, you know, in the legal profession, living in New York, she has to know that anytime there's a gun charge that's involved with illegal ammunition and illegal guns and stuff, that, you know, they don't play. You know, Raymond could actually go to jail for this, and that makes me think that there may be something more to this than just your average everyday, oh, I just felt like, you know, turning the gun into the police. So maybe you could shed a little bit of light on that.
Well, so through the grapevine, word has it that part of the reason that Ariane filed for divorce last week might have something to do with some side chick drama. So, you heard that here first, that, you know, we're not new to that situation. We've been talking about that a lot on the break room, so keep your eyes peeled for more details on that. But that might explain her willingness to, you know, sort of send her man down, being a paralegal in New York, you know, Plaxico Burress. We know what goes down. They don't play with gun charges. I mean, it had armor-piercing bullets in it, right?
Right, right. This is the military. This is the A-team, you know, B.A. Baracus type of stuff.
Okay.
You didn't watch the A-Team?
I didn't. I mean, I know what it is. I know they had the van and Mr. T was on there, but I was not watching the A-Team.
Just like you won't go to Target. You don't go.
No. I love Target. I don't go to Walmart.
You go to Walmart. You don't go to Walmart, and you know you don't watch the A-Team. But go ahead, keep going.
Anyway, which sort of, you know, speaking of chicks on the side and that topic and salacious scandals. Earlier this year, we heard a lot about Dwayne Wade and his break baby. And before the actual mother's identity was uncovered, there were photos floating around of a young lady he used to deal with. And she also was caught up, kind of, between Lamar Odom and his wife, Chloe. But we're going to let her tell her story. Her name is Sandrina. Excuse me, I just choked. Oh, my God. That must mean that this is going to be really good or something. Anyway, Sandrina is an author. She has a book coming out soon. She's an educator, former model, all the good things, and she has a big booty. So you know that. I had to mention it, Sandrina. I had to mention it. She was on TMZ this morning, too. We'll talk about that, but I want you to meet Sandrina. Yay! Make sure you unmute your microphone, Sandrina. So you can say hi.
Okay, hi everyone.
Well, Sandrina, we appreciate you coming on. I have a lot of questions, but okay. Before we get to all of the questions and everything, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing, and you know how you kind of came into this world, or as I like to call it, the circle of this
the
type
life.
Of
the life, boo. It's the life. It's
I'm sorry, the life.
The franchise, I like to call it. You know, I'm actually a French educator. I'm getting back into the modeling. I am an author, like you said. So I have my first book complete, and I'm working on completing the second one. And, you know, I like to have fun. And I have a big butt, Jill, so.
Yes, you have to mention that. Come on, I mean, not like that. You're smart, you're intelligent, you're a beautiful girl. And the cherry on the sundae is you got a big butt. Life is not fair.
Yeah, you know, so what? You know, one of these days I'm going to really appreciate my old body.
So, Rob, do you want to jump in with your question?
Yeah. So tell us, you know, one of the things that, you know, we kind of talked about off air was that, you know, the word groupie is something that, you know, has a negative, you know, connotation, you know, to it. You know, when a girl gets called a groupie, a lot of times they get offended, and it's also linked with other type of stereotypes. But you have an interesting perspective on that term, and why being in that lifestyle, you know, it's not something to be ashamed of, you know, if that's what you want to do. So can you just kind of elaborate on that for our viewers to kind of let them know why, you know, being a groupie is not something to be ashamed of, that you can actually be, you know, proud of?
You know, that's a very good thing. I did want to talk about that, because there are groupies out there, there are bad ones, but then there's the good groupies or the successful groupies, you know, Kim Kardashian and things of that nature, Khloe and all of them. But my take on the whole groupie thing is that I have a certain group of men that I'm interested in. And thus far, it's been basketball players, NBA players. And for me, when somebody calls me a groupie, I don't get offended, because for me, I do love those group of men, and that's how I take the word groupie. And just like them, they love the, whether it's the dark-skinned girl or the light-skinned girl with big booty, long hair, all this other kind of characteristics that they like, you know, they themselves are groupies. So for me, being a groupie, or calling me a groupie, calling me a jump-off, calling me whatever, but groupie, I love these group of men, and I'm not going to stop just because, you know, I get labeled as a groupie. It's ridiculous.
So can we talk for a second about the situation with D-Wade? Some pictures were leaked. Of course, you famously, I think it was at the Cosmo Suites with your, you know, back shot, and some pictures, I guess, you and D-Wade from a long time ago. Kind of walk us through your friendship, however you term it, with D-Wade, and then, you know, into Lamar, and kind of how those things came about, and what you think about all the, you know, drama that came down. How did you feel when you saw your face plastered every place in association with these guys?
Well, with Dwayne, it was a shock. I didn't have a clue that my pictures were going around like that. I didn't even know that he was having a baby. He didn't tell me. And we are friends, and we've been friends for over about close to 10 years now, 9 to 10 years. So it was really heartbreaking in the sense that we have discussed, you know, relationships and things and babies of that nature. And then you come out to find that, you know, he had a baby. That was a little bit too much for me to handle. So, but we talked.
Wait, you guys discussed babies with each other while he was with Gabby, or when he was still with Siobhan? Girl,
it's so complicated, because we started when he was going through some trials and tribulations with his ex-wife. And we became friends, and now we're just friends. You know, I do want to clarify that I do have his back, but you know, Gabrielle, whatever. You know, she, I don't really have much to say about her.
I'm curious though. Do you feel, you know, when you're dealing with these guys and they have other like wives or girlfriends or whatever, do you feel anything, you know, for them, like, you know, sympathy or anything like that? Or is it just, hey, this is, you know, like 300. It's like, you know, get in where you fit in. It's a battle. And, you know, may the best woman, you know, win.
We don't love them hoes.
Well, for me, it's just like there's no battle. And I don't feel sorry for, you know, I don't feel sorry for anyone that's married or a girlfriend to these athletes, because we all know athletes, they do their thing. I mean, I haven't met one athlete that hasn't done, you know, have had many girls on the side. So I think when you choose this lifestyle, you just have to accept it and go with it. But I can't feel sorry, and I'm not going to feel sorry for Gabrielle, because that she just, you know, has more money than me. That's the only difference, and, you know, career, whatever, in that acting world. But I'm not feeling sorry for anyone. No one's feeling sorry for me, so that's how I take that. You already know what you're getting into when you're dealing with these guys. And that's why I just, like you said, I fit in, go in, I fit in where I need to fit in. I have fun. I step away. I'm not so much about, you know, breaking marriages. I don't want none of these guys like that. You know,
is it the perks just like, okay, we're going to go, we're going to party, we're going to eat it, we're going to drink it, we're going to vacation well and move on from there?
With them, it's just fun, you know. Their swag or their confidence is what really attracts. I'm attracted to that. I'm an athlete. I was an athlete in high school. And the only difference to me is that these athletes that I was dating in high school became successful and rich. It's not them that I'm going to stop dating them. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me, you know? But I like the confidence and the aura that they have and the way they command a room. And it's sexy to me. They're very sexy. Come on, look at all those muscles. And I'm a big girl, so I need somebody to be able to, like, you know, grab me when they need to grab me, you know, pick me up when they need to pick me up. So that's just my
take. Yeah, I look like a mini next to Sandrina.
So what happened with Lamar Odom? I mean, a lot of people talk about that now, you know, the fact that he's getting divorced, that he still seems that he's kind of pining away for Khloe Kardashian. But, you know, in the past, you know, you've been very public about you guys' relationship while that was, you know, while he was still, you know, married. So, you know, kind of what insight can you give us, you know, on Lamar's, you know, way of thinking right now? How'd you guys, you know, get together, and what's the status of you guys right now?
So Lamar is another person that's been in my life for over 10 years, you know, and
weren't you with him when he met Khloe?
I was like, just about to say, you just took it from me. So I can't feel sorry for Khloe, because literally the night that they met, we were together. We were together at the club. I was at his table. I was his guest. And she swooped up on him. So, you know, I know I'm not mad. It is what it is. She can have him. But definitely now my take on him trying to claim the marriage, he should have thought about all that before he did all of this, you know, extra stuff. So, you know, I don't, it's just he chose this life, so he has to deal with it.
Well, Rob,
you think there's a chance that they may get back together, or you think he's kind of just set in his ways as it is, or she's, or let me ask you a different question. Do you think that she used him as part of that whole Kardashian type of, you know, plot and world takeover and everything? Do you think he was naive in the fact when dealing with the Kardashians, he maybe thought, you know, it was one thing, but it turned out to be something totally different?
No, actually, I'll take Khloe's side on this one, because I think she sincerely wanted to work things out. I think she wanted the family and the kids and settle down and everything like that. But once again, she chose an athlete, and, you know, the track records, you know, you can't feel sorry for Lamar. He knew the track records of the Kardashians. So there's no sympathy for Lamar on that side.
And Lamar has been cheating since he got to L.A.
I mean, Lamar likes to have fun, and he likes to, you know, do what he wants to do. So I don't think it was a Kardashian plot. I just think that she sincerely, you know, I mean, she even tried to stick it out through the very end, you know, sending private investigators to confirm things.
Wait. She sent the private investigator to
Well, I can't confirm that she did, but whoever came to my house, well, who else would send someone to come and ask me questions? So that doesn't make sense to me. So I'm just going to assume, and I hate to assume, but this one I will assume that it was she had something to do with that.
Interesting. So just kind of in conclusion, because I want to make sure, you know, people, you know, understand, you know, where you're coming from and hear your side, because I'm always interested in hearing, you know, different sides, you know, of the life, it, just so I can make sure I'm clear and that everyone else is clear. You're saying that if this is the life that you want to lead, that, you know, people shouldn't judge you on that because, hey, it works for you, and they should just worry, you know, about themselves, and if they're judging, you know, that's saying more about them than it is about you, because you seem very open and honest about, you know, what's going on.
No, I'm very open and I'm very honest. it is a lifestyle that we choose, whether you're the jump-off groupie or the basketball player. This is the lifestyle. So judging in this circle doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't bother me. But like you said, most of the people that are judging are probably wishing they can meet half the people I can meet, you know, that I meet. So it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, see, to me, fair exchange is no robbery. It is a necessary part of the ecosystem. So thank you, Sandrina, for joining us and updating us. And, you know, when your book is ready to come out, absolutely come back so we can talk more about that. She does drop names in the book. She does drop names. It's her starting five. So we'll be talking about that soon. So for the final topic of the day, Rob and I are going to talk a bit about the NFL Combine, you know, that took place over the weekend into yesterday. Is it still going on today, Rob?
Yes, still going on today.
Still going on today. You know, some of the highlights, obviously everyone wanted to see what Johnny Manziel was going to do and what Clowney did yesterday that has everybody talking. Rob, I'm going to let you take over and talk a little bit about the highlights of the Combine thus far.
Yeah, that smooth transition from, you know, groupie talk to, you know, Combine, because it's the fresh meat. It's fresh meat.
Fresh
for the ladies,
meat is all the same thing, and they are looking. They're trying to figure out who the boos are, too.
Yeah, so, but the one thing that we need to understand about the NFL Combine is very important for certain things, you know, measurables as time as speed and not necessarily a intelligence, even though they do a lot of interviewing and everything. You know, Clowney, you know, was the talk of everything yesterday because he ran a 4.5340, and you know, he's a freak of nature, and that's what you see at these combines. You see these guys that have been preparing and training, and you know, they're freaks of nature. You know, the players are getting faster, they're getting stronger. The game is getting faster. It's getting stronger. I think it's going to be a very interesting draft. A lot of the quarterbacks, the big guys, aren't going to throw. Johnny Manziel, like you talked about, Theodore Bridgewater. I never call a man Teddy. I'm going to call him Theodore Bridgewater.
Why? His name is Teddy Bridgewater.
No, his name's Theodore.
What he wants to be addressed as.
No, just like I call, you know, Cameron, his name is going to be Theodore. That's what I'm going to call him. When I meet him at the draft, I'm going to call him Theodore. Because that's what his daddy named him. That's what I want to call him, Theodore. Or maybe his mama named him. But the point is that the one thing that we want to remember always, in the immortal words of our guy Rasheed Wallace, you know, ball don't lie. So you make sure you're watching the tape. Is much more important than the 40 times. And I've been saying this since I was 16 years old. They should make them do these drills and these 40 times in pads, because that's actually what they play in. But a lot of guys were impressed.
I mean, I agree with that. Here's my thing with the combine. Is it actually more based on, are you really looking more at the, you know, film from their previous seasons? Like, I don't really understand. I mean, I know, you know, that the combine, they do measurements and the 40 time, it's all exciting, but I don't understand how that translates to actual on-field competition, because they're not competing against each other in anything.
Well, what you want is you want a combination. You want a combination of, you know, the on-field talent and then the actual measurables. Like, do they match up? Like, when you look at someone like Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver out of Clemson, you see on tape that he's fast, that he's physical, that he's big. And then you see at the combine, his numbers match up with that. He's fast, he's physical, he's big, he has good hands. You want to make sure everything is matching together, because if someone is fast, combine fast, but not, you know, on the field fast, that's going to, you know, be exposed in the NFL. You know, you take someone like Michael Sam, which they're talking about a lot. You know, he doesn't have a lot of the measurables. You know, he doesn't have the great 40 time or the shuttle time.
His 40 time was pretty slow.
It was pretty slow. Now, you put on the tape, and what do you see? Now, some people see a marginal player. Some people see a pass rusher that has a lot of heart. You know, it's all subjective, and we're all, you know, guessing. And, you know, we just don't know until they get on the field. But, hey, it's the off season, has a lot of, you know, interesting things for us to talk about. So, you know, take it as an overall picture. It's kind of like music, you know. You hear one single, and that doesn't necessarily mean the album or the CD is hot. You know, you got to look at the whole, you know, the whole thing, you know, as a whole. I said whole like five times, but we just going to act like that didn't happen. Now, this was a little bit extended version of the Break Room today. I hope you enjoyed our interview. We're going to have many, many, many more in the future, and we're going to talk about the things that you want to talk about and the people that you want to hear from, not the same old. So once again, I'd like to thank Jill Monroe from Jocks and Stiletto Jill. You can follow her at Stiletto Jill, and of course me, Robert Littell, at Black Sports Online or at BLK Sports Online on Twitter, and we will see you back next week, Tuesday, same bat time, same bat
channel. Same bat channel. Shout out to Sandrina. She gave it to you honest and real. That's the type of stuff you guys want to know, right? Make sure you hit us up with questions, too.
you never know what we're going to come up with. You know, I'm in the immortal words of my man, Antoine Walker, you know, the reason that we shoot so many threes is because they don't have any fours. Well, they may. And maybe that'd be a topic for next week. Have a good day.
Uh-oh.